Friday the 2nd of October, Erev Sukkos, Yud Aleph Tishri, Rabbi David Zolzbacher, Zman Tim Hoseinu.
Good morning, everyone. Mitzvah Hashem, tonight we start the Yom Tov Sukkos, which in Chazal, in our Nusach HaTfilah, it's called Zman Tim Hoseinu. As you know, I'm a follower, a bit of Torah away, from a distance, so I looked through the archives if people have spoken on this subject before. Rabbi Rose spoke on Zman Simcha Seinu, but I can assure you I won't be able to plumb the depths that he reaches. Also Rabbi Rappaport has spoken on the Gaon, which we'll come to later, but Mir Hashem, I want to share with you today a completely new insight in the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which I heard from Rabbi Tzio, and it's in his Sefer. And When I heard it and I learnt it in the Sefer, it completely changed my outlook on Sukkos. And in Hashem, when we come to it, I'll tell you that's at the point where we're starting from Ramatzio, which most of it will be his. But we'll start off more on a simple level from the Sefer Achinuch. So the Yom Tov, according to Chazal, is called Zman Simchoseinu. In the Pasuk, when it talks about the mitzvah of Arba Minim, etc. So the Pasuk, which talks about the mitzvah of Arba Minim, specifically mentions with the mitzvah of Arba Minim, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. And then there's the general mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, which applies to all Yom Tovim, which Chazal says specifically applies to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We need to understand what exactly is that Simcha specific to Yom Tov and to Lulav. So in the Sefer Achinuch, he explains the way how I understand it with a famous Yesod, which he himself repeats many times. He says it firstly and most famously in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. He asks, why is it that the Torah has given so many mitzvahs to do with Pesach? Why is it not enough just to have the Korban Pesach, just eat matzah? Why do we have to go through the whole thing? See, he says this yesod, a yesod in psychology, that a person is affected by his actions, not the other way around. The more actions a person does in a positive manner, the better person he will become. The other way around, Chas v'Shalom, you can have a good person who does actions which are not good, that will slowly turn it into a bad person. The actions of a person make a person. That's why he says, "Rotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakeis es Yisrael." Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to give merit to Klal Yisrael. Lefichach hirbo lahem Torah mitzvahs. That's why so many Torah mitzvahs are given, so many opportunities for us to become better people, because through the actions of the person, they become better. So he says this idea when it comes to the Arba Minim as well. He says, this time of year, Sukkos is also called Chag HaOsef. It's the time when we've gathered in all the crops and all the fruits, which have started more or less from Pesach time, right through to now, gathered in all the crops. The person can sit back and relax. He's made his money for the year. And we know so many of the mitzvahs in the Torah follow the agricultural cycle. So the farmer, at this time of year, he's mamish b'simcha, and he can relax. So this is Sefer Achinuch. If a person is besimcha, so the more simcha he brings into himself, the more it affects him. But that simcha, which he's doing, can lead him astray, because it's a simcha purely of his own achievements. And perhaps we can add that Dafka, this farmer, who's been through the agricultural cycle, he's now had he's got the fruits of his investment, literally. So there's also a Koichi Vayitzim Yodi thought. I'm a good farmer, I knew how to cultivate this. So this simcha comes with it, with a sense of pride. That's dangerous. Therefore the Torah gives us mitzvahs, so that the simcha which we have at this time of year is channeled towards the simcha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Arba Minim himself says the same Achinuch. He says, when you look at a beautiful set of Arba Minim, that itself is a simcha. So he says the mitzvah of Arba Minim, which looks nice, is an opportunity that we channel our simcha towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. And perhaps, using this pshat of the Sefer HaChinuch, we can suggest a new pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lekachtem lochem b'yom rishon." You should take on the first day pre Eitz Adar, Kapos Tamarim, etc. The mitzvah of Arba Minim, and then the pasuk continues, "Usamachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim," which according to Chazal means that the mitzvah of Arba Minim in the Beis Hamikdash lifnei Hashem is shivas yomim. We only have the mitzvah midaraisa one day, and this year not even at all one day. But in the Torah, in the Beis Hamikdash, Lifnei Hashem, was 7 days. But according to the Sefer HaChinuch, Lefi Pshat, we can suggest that by taking the Lulav and Esrog, Usamachtem, therefore the Simcha is Lifnei Hashem. The Simcha doesn't remain for yourself. It's a Simcha Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we channel the Simcha, which we're feeling ourselves, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Kim of His Mitzvahs. However, the way how the Sefer HaChinuch explains this, he seems to be explaining specifically in the mitzvah of Arba Minim. How do we look at this more as Sukkos in general? And much more problematic is when we look at our Nusach HaTfilah. When we look at our Nusach HaTfilah for Pesach, and we mention Zman Cheiruseinu, we look at Shavuos, Zman Matan Teiruseinu, these are two specific Zmanim which something happened in the history of Klal Yisrael, which we are going through that again at this time of the year. So when we come to Pesach, we talk about this is the Zman that we came out of Mitzrayim, and as the Sforim explain, every year when that time comes around, it is a time for our Cheirus. But it's specifically looking back at a point in history when there was an event of Cheirus. The same in Matan Torah Seinu. There was a Zman of Matan Torah. Every year we come to that same Zman, and we signify by saying this is the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and that Hashpah of Torah comes once again. What do we say when it comes to Zman Simcha Seinu? What Simcha is the event of Sukkos commemorating? Now we know the Torah gives the reason for Sukkos, ki besukkos heshavti es b'nei Yisrael. Now that's an Indian of we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for protecting us. But l'chayy, that doesn't seem to have a direct link with Simcha. Of course you can say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it protects us, that gives us Simcha. But it's not an event specific to Simcha. So why do we call that Zman Simcha Seinu? The Lashon HaRambam, at the end of Hilchos Lulav, when he talks about the mitzvah of Simchas of Sukkos, he looks at a much broader angle. He says like this, "Afapi shekol ha'moedos mitzvos lismayach b'hem." All yomim tovim is a mitzvah to be b'simcha. B'chag ha'sukkos yim simcha yaseira. The simcha of Sukkos is on a much higher level. It's a simcha yaseira. And the Rambam continues to explain, where do you see this great simcha? That's the great simcha which they saw at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the simcha of the simcha's Beis HaSheva, on which Chazal said, you never saw such a simcha. You never saw simcha b'chol yomov. That was the ultimate simcha. Who joined into this simcha? I'm not sure how many farmers actually joined in to this simcha. It was the Rosh Hashiva, the Zekeinim, the Gedei Le'ador, says the Rambam, based on the Mishnayos and the Gemara. We see from here that this simcha doesn't seem to be just a simple level of simcha as the Sefer HaChinuch was explaining. There seems to be a much deeper level of simcha which applied to Klal Yisrael and that was led by the Rosh Hashivas, the Zekeinim, and the Gedei Le'ador. What was this? So I'd like to explain this now based on how Rav Matzio explains the whole simcha of Sukkos. On Sukkos, there's a very, very unique halacha. And that's the halacha that if it rains on Sukkos, not just that we're not able to fulfill the mitzvah, but for the Gemara explains, the Ikar Gemara in Tanis, that Geshomim on Sukkos is a Simun Klola. If it rains on Sukkos, pshat, that we're not able to fulfill our mitzvah, it's a Simun Klola. It's a Pella thing. We don't find that with other mitzvahs. We don't find that if there was floods and the wheat harvest was destroyed, that we're not able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzahs, therefore we're going to say to Simon Klola, of course in Lomdus there's a huge chiluk between the rain in the fields which will affect the wheat and the rain on the sukkah. Of course in Lomdus there's a chiluk, but how can we understand that dafka by sukkahs there's such halacha that if through an oinus, through no fault of your own, it rains and you're not able to fulfill the mitzvah, it's called a Simon Klola? Agav, that doesn't apply in countries which rain is very common. It applies to a country, it's a shul, where this time of year it's still sunny, and then it rains, that's a Simun Klola. Also, the Rambam says in Pirusha Mishnayis, it only applies on the first night, not the other days of Sukkot. But still, what is the pshat? Why by Sukkot do we have this unique halacha, that if you're not able to fulfill the mitzvah, it's a Simun Klola? A very strong expression. Yedua, the kasha of the Torah. Why do we celebrate Sukkot at this time of year? Sukkot, as the Pasuk says, Sukkot says, Shafti es b'nei Yisrael, when I took you out of Mitzrayim, I protected you in Sukkot, whether it was Sukkot Mamish or Namei HaKovid, but it's thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for protecting us. So after the Torah, surely the time for keeping Sukkot is on Seder night. When we're eating the matzah, talking about going with Yitzis Mitzrayim, then we should sit in the sukkah. Explains the Torah, as everyone knows, that if we would sit in the sukkah Pesach time, Pesach is the beginning of the summer, when people want to feel, get out of the house, to be in a nice, cooler environment, so they move out into the nice hut outside, the conservatory. It doesn't have the appearance that we're doing this to shame mitzvah. But at this time of year, when it's already beginning to get colder, if we then move out, that shows it's the Shem Mitzvah. That's how the Torah explains why we don't do it at Pesach time, and we do it this time of year. The problem is, we understand Pesach is on Tesvav Nisan. That's the day we came out of Mitzrayim. Sukkot, even according to the Torah, why is it on Tesvav Tishri? What's unique on the 15th of Tishri? Yes, this time of year. It could be next week, it could be last week. Why now, tonight, do we sit in the sukkah? What's unique about Tesvav Tishri? So here we come to the famous Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon has a completely new look why the date of Sukkot is tonight. And he bases it on a posuk. He says this based on a posuk in his Pirush of Shia Shirim. The beginning of Shia Shirim, Perik Aleph Pasuk Dalet says, Heviani Hamelech Hadorov Nogila V'Nismecha Boch. The king brought me into his chamber. Nogila V'Nismecha, we will rejoice in you. Says the Gon, what is this Heviani Hamelech Hadorov? Chadorov into the cheder, into the room, into the chamber of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the sukkah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael into his chamber, that is the sukkah. Nogila v'nismecha boch, we will rejoice, says the Gaon. That is the simcha of Chag HaSukkos. Then explains the Gaon. It says, based on what I've written, we can answer the kasha of the Torah, why we have Sukkos Tesvav Tishri. It says like this. We know that Sukkos is a commemoration of the Sukkos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's the Hekev Anani Kovet. It says, the Anani Kovet were protecting Klal Yisrael in the Midbar until they served the eagle. When they served the eagle, then the Hekev Anani Kovet, that protection of the Anani Kovet, went away. Because of the Cheta Eagle. So the Gaon makes the Cheshbon. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul to daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael as a kapora for the eagle. When did the Rebbeinu Shalom say Salachti Kidvarecha? That was on Yom Kippur. The next morning, as the Pasuk says, Vayakel Moshe, this was on the first of the day after Yom Kippur, Yud Aleph Tishri. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came and gave them the tzivui of building the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. On Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, the Yidden brought the Dovahs. For 2 days they all brought, until they had to make an announcement not to bring any more. On the 14th of Tishri, they divided out all the gold and the tzcheles hagomer, etc. They gave it to all chachmei lev, so that on the 15th of Tishri, they were able to start building the Mishkan. And with that, the Anane covered came back on the 15th of Tishri. There's a lot to be discussed on these Yesodos of the Gaon, and there's been, Chaim Rapoport gave a shiur specifically on this, one interesting question: how could you actually start building on the 15th of Tishri? It's Yom Tov. There's a lot to speak about that. One could say they didn't actually do anything which was Osa, certain things they were able to do. But the Maaseh the Gaon says very clearly, there's a lot in this Gaon, that because the Anane Kovod went away at the time of the Egel, when they started to build the Mishkan, the Anane Kovod came back. And if we follow the line which the Gaon was saying, Sukkos is that Simcha of the Anane Kovod coming back. That is the Simcha which they had then of the return of the Anane Kovod. Now, Gila v'nismach ha'boch, we rejoice because the Anane Kovod came back. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hevi Ani HaMelech HaDorah, because he brought us back into the heck of Anane Kovod, for that we rejoice. That is the Simcha. It's a Simcha not just of protection, but it's a Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us that he'd forgiven us for our sins of the Egel. Now we're back to where we were before the Maaseh Egel, at least in that area, that we're able to have once again that protection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It comes out therefore a completely new understanding of Zman Simchoseinu. Pesach is the Zman of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Shavuos is the Zman of Matan Torah. Sukkos is the Zman of the Simcha which Klal Yisrael had when the Anane Kovod came back. This was a simon, a clear, almost physical sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has once again come into our midst, once again resided with Klal Yisrael, and Havi Ani HaMelech HaDorah, we're in the cheder of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that Hashpo, that Simcha, which they felt then, comes about every year when we sit in our sukkah. That's a simon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having forgiven our sins after our Yom Kippur. Therefore the Gaon says, it's very material, why on the 15th of Tishri, it's mamish b'diyuk the date of Zman Simchoseinu. However, there's a big kasha on this. The clouds went away because Klal Yisrael served the Egel. What's the day they were forgiven? The day they were forgiven was Yom Kippur. So surely Yom Kippur should have been the day where the Ananim came back. And if you're going to say that for some reason the Ananim had to wait till the 15th of Tishri, Abulamaisa, our Simcha, should have been when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and quotes the words of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Salachti Kidvarecha, the Simcha of the Slichas Avoinus. So why taket does Zman Simchoseinu come on Sukkos? In fact, the Mishnah Tanis says, Lo Yehoyo Yomim Tzayim Yisrael, the two greatest days of the year, Chamisha Osa Ba'ab and Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, because that's the day we are forgiven for our sins. So that kaka should be the day of Slicha, especially how the Gaon explains that the Simcha of Sukkos is because of Mechilas Avodas. Why taka did the Ananim not come back on Yom Kippur? And even if they had to wait, so why is the Simcha not on Yom Kippur? It's a very strong kasha l'chaira. To answer this question, Matzio quotes a wonderful piece of Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina. And I just want to, with your Rishus, read out a couple of lines here. He's talking in Shar Aleph about the way, the steps a person needs to take in Tshuva. He says like this, V'oid, Yispalel Baal Tshuva El Hashem. Somebody who's done Tshuva has to still daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Limchois Ka'ov Psha'ov, He has to daven that the Rebbeinu, as we do, that the Rebbeinu should remove our sins like clouds to completely take them away. That the Rebbeinu should desire us. We have to daven to the Rebbeinu Shleilom that he should remove our sin as if they were never there, and the Rebbeinu Shleilom should once again show us that he wants our avoda. It's possible. The sin could be forgiven. It could be the Rebbeinu Shleilom says, you're forgiven, you won't have any tzar, no punishment. Or we call gzera, no gzera will be upon you. But the Ein Lashem Chayfetz Boy, the Rebbeinu Shleilom doesn't want him anymore. Or Mincha Lo Yirtze Miyode, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want any presence from this person. The Tavas HaTzadikim, and the desires of Tzadikim, is Lohofeg Rotzein Mahashem Vishiyach Vitpem. The desire of a tzaddik is that the Rebbeinu Shleim should desire their avodah. L'moshel, if somebody was working in a shop and he's caught with his fingers in the cash machine, so he's called in by the boss and the boss berates him and tells him, I'm going to call the police. So the fellow cries, he begs, please, 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 don't call the police. Eventually, as Rachmanis and him, okay, I'm not going to call the police. He says, okay, can I go back and work now? He says, no, das nicht. I've forgiven you, I'm not going to call the police. I'll let you off, I'm not going to do anything now. But don't think you can carry on working for me. So he says, even if a bus girl was to come out and tell a person, you've been forgiven for your sins, that's not good enough. Because it could be that afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, thank you, I've had enough of you, I've forgiven you, you're not going to get any punishment, you're not going to get any yisurim, but I don't want your avodah. And for that, we need to show the Rebbeinu Shleilom, first of all, we need to daven, as the Shari Tshuva says, and we need to show the Rebbeinu Shleilom how desperate we are to still serve you. If so, there was a kapora at the time of the eagle. Klal Yisrael sinned, they did tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shleilom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, who had davened on their behalf, Salachti Kidvarecho. So they were forgiven. And of course, that was a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael, they were forgiven for their sins. But what level of Slicha and Kapora had they reached? Does the Rebbeinu Shleilom still want their Avodah? Does he still want them to be his Amanifcha? Does he want their mitzvahs? And that was a great moment of trepidation in Klal Yisrael. At which stage are we? The Rebbeinu Shleilom then put them to test. Let me see how you want to serve me. Do you really want to serve me? So he gave them the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. And Klal Yisrael passed that test with flying colors. They brought and brought and brought till they had to announce no more. The Rebbeinu Shleilom saw how desperate they were that their avodah should be accepted. Then the Rebbeinu Shleilom came back and showed them, I'm taka happy with you. Not only have I forgiven you, but I'm residing my shechina. I'm bringing back the ananeh covered. When Klal Yisrael saw that, this wasn't just the simcha of Mechilas Avinus. This was such a tremendous simcha that the Mechilas Avinus came with a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants their mitzvahs, he wants their avodah. That pshat which we say in Avinu Malkeinu's, Avinu Malkeinu Kosveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. And the Mefarshim asked the question, you can ask the Rebbeinu Shleilom to be written in the Sefer Chaim Tovim, etc. But how can you be asked to be written in the Book of Merit? You've either got the merit or you don't have the merit. So the Mashgiach of Kelm used to say, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us the opportunity to be written, to have the schusim to in future do mitzvahs. It's for the future. If a mitzvah comes along, please let us have the opportunity to do that mitzvah. Klal Yisrael on that Yom Kippur, when they were forgiven for the Maaseh Egel, they had that Slicha, but they also wanted the Kosvein of the Sefer Zechuyos. Let's have this chusim to have an opportunity to do more mitzvahs. And that was shown to them on Sukkos. That was shown to them on Tezvov Tishri when the Ananim came back. And that's why it was a tremendous, tremendous simcha. Every year, we go through that. On Yom Kippur, when we daven for our kapora, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kosvein the Besefer Zechuyos. Immediately after Yom Kippur, we have the opportunity to do what Klal Yisrael did then. Just as they went from that Yom Kippur, immediately afterwards, to start building the Mishkan, and hoping that would be a sign to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we want to do your mitzvahs, we do the same thing. Immediately after Yom Kippur, we go and start building our sukkah. We go and get our Arba Minim. All that is a reenaction of what Klal Yisrael did at that time of the first Yom Kippur. We also want to be shown that not only has the Ribbono Shel Olam forgiven us on Yom Kippur, but does he want our Avodah as well? With this, we have a completely new understanding why if Chas V'Shalom it rains on Sukkos, it's a Siman Klala. This is not just one individual mitzvah that we're not able to do. An individual mitzvah which we're not able to do is not necessarily a Siman Klala. But this mitzvah, which we've had a Kapora on Yom Kippur, if we're not able to achieve this mitzvah, it's Chas V'Shalom is a Siman Klala that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, thank you, I've forgiven you, now go away. Like the Moshel of Chazal, of the Eved who came to give his master a glass, Kitten Shomayim, and the Rebbe threw it back in his face. I don't want your service anymore. And that's a merger, a completely new look of the whole Yom Tov of Sukkos, and why, if it rains on Sukkos, it's a Siman Klala. There's also a Medrash that explains the same idea with Arba Minim. Medrash in Parshas Emor says, Shekol Echad Ve'Echad Mi Yisrael, after Yom Kippur, everyone Yisrael, Hoylech Ve'Rotz Likach Loi Mehem. Everybody runs to try and fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Lahalei Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyisrat Zeloi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show a desire, V'yechabe Eloi HaKol Avinu Yisov, and to completely cleanse him of all his Averas. The going to take the Lulav, that is a sign that we want to do your mitzvahs. And on Sukkos, when we sit in that sukkah, and we're able to fulfill the mitzvah, this tremendous simcha, that's the Zman Simcha Seinu, which was seen at the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. The Simchas Beis HaSheiva was led by the Gedolei Yisrael, by the Rosh Yeshiva. In fact, the Gemara says, what was sung at that? What songs did they sing? So the Gemara in Sukkah says, they were talking about tshuva. Yerucham of Meir explains, the same idea we've been saying. The ultimate simcha that they had at that Simchas Beis HaSheiva was that they had the forgiveness of Yom Kippur. And the simcha they received, but they had to wait till Sukkos to be able to fulfill those mitzvahs. May we be zoicha mitzvah Hashem tonight, to sit in the sukkah, to fulfill the mitzvah, and then have that simcha, which they had at the time of the Chet HaEgel, which when the Ananim came back, and they were able to say, yes, the Ribbono Shel Olam not only has forgiven us, but the Ribbono Shel Olam wants our Avodah. There's no greater simcha than that. And I wish you all a good Shabbos and good Yom Tov and Rishman Simchas.